Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Last week, we highlighted the work of vocalist Lebo M., who contributed his distinctive voice to quite a few memorable soundtracks over the past couple of decades, and today we're spotlighting another prominent vocalist, Lisa Gerard. Gerard is a talented composer in her own right and actually wrote many of the selections we'll be featuring on the program today. She's perhaps best known as a member of the band Dead Can Dance. She had dabbled in the world of film music in the late 1980s, but didn't really rise to prominence in that field until the late 1990s. In 1999, she and composer Peter Bork co-wrote a score for Michael Mann's drama The Insider, starring Al Pacino, Russell Crowe, and Christopher Plummer. It's a subtle effort from Mann and arguably his best film, a genuinely riveting dramatization of the story of real-life big tobacco whistleblower Jeffrey Wigand. The performances are superb, the direction is hypnotizing, and the score offers the whole thing a very distinctive atmosphere. Let's take a listen to the voice of Lisa Gerard on the soundtrack she co-wrote for The Insider. Enjoy. music from The Insider, written by Lisa Gerard and Peter Bork. Gerard would rise to even greater prominence just a year later when she teamed up with composer Hans Zimmer to score another film starring Russell Crowe, Ridley Scott's Gladiator. The film would go on to win Best Picture and Best Actor, among other victories, and those decisions were certainly hotly contested by those who felt the movie was vastly overrated. Even so, Gladiator holds up as a tremendous piece of entertainment, proving to be one of Crowe's most thoroughly satisfying movies of recent years, and Scott's as well. Zimmer's score is a particularly muscular affair, but it delivers some unique material when it leans on Gerard's vocals. Of course, it might not sound quite so unique these days, as the score has been copied endlessly in the years since its release. Still, it remains a compelling work. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Gladiator by Hans Zimmer and Lisa Gerrard, and featuring Gerrard's vocals, of course. In 2003, Gerrard wrote the score for Whale Rider, an inspirational drama starring Keisha Castle Hughes. It's not often that Gerrard has scored a film on her own without anyone else's input, so it's an opportunity to hear her own musical voice as distinctly as possible. As you might expect, there are traces of Dead Can Dance to be found in the music, an appealing New Age-heavy affair which serves the film quite effectively. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Today we're spotlighting music featuring vocalist Lisa Gerrard. In 2005, Gerrard contributed vocals to a genuinely remarkable soundtrack, Fateless, written by Ennio Morricone. The movie itself didn't get a whole lot of publicity, so perhaps it's no surprise that the score was more or less ignored. Even so, it's a tremendous effort from the Italian composer, and one which uses Gerrard's vocals in exceptionally interesting fashion. While her voice is often used in a New Age context, this score gave her more traditionally classical material and permitted her work to stand out from the many other film music entries she added to her resume in the early 21st century. Without further ado, music by Ennio Morricone featuring Lisa Gerrard from Fateless.
Thank you.
That's music from Fateless, written by Ennio Morricone and featuring the vocals of Lisa Gerrard. Most of the music we're featuring on the program today was specifically written for each individual production, but every now and then some of Gerrard's older compositions have been used quite effectively. The soundtrack for Frank Darabont's The Mist is a chilling one, featuring stark compositions from composer Mark Isham. However, the most striking piece of music on the soundtrack is the Dead Can Dance composition, The Host of Seraphim, which is used to remarkable effect over the film's climactic scene. It's a truly remarkable film music moment, and Gerrard's voice is as haunting as ever. Take a listen. That's The Host of Seraphim, used very effectively in Frank Darabont's film The Mist. Most recently, Gerard has teamed up with Hans Zimmer once again, along with composer Lorne Balfe, for the television miniseries The Bible. Though critics haven't been particularly kind to the History Channel's adaptation of the best-selling book of all time, the show has generated strong ratings and suggests that biblical epics may be making a bit of a comeback. The score is a bit disappointing, sounding like a generic reworking of quite a few Zimmer scores, but it does have its moments, and Lisa Gerrard's voice is always a pleasure to hear. We'll conclude today's program with a bit of music from The Bible. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.